This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Saturday a recent drop in hospitalizations and other improving metrics indicated the state could be past the peak of its coronavirus crisis and on a path towards stabilizing the health care system. Cuomo's cautiously upbeat report at a daily briefing came as the daily death toll across the state dropped to 540 on April 17th. That's down from 630 a day earlier, but the governor said the loss of life is still tragic.
It's not as high as it was. It's still 540 people died yesterday. 540 people, 540 families. 504 in hospitals, 36 in nursing homes. Nursing homes are the single biggest fear in all of this.
The 540 deaths recorded in the past 24 hours was the lowest since April 1st. A New York City nursing home reports 55 deaths from COVID-19. It's one of many senior care facilities across the country hard hit by the pandemic, because of how vulnerable the elderly are and how contagious the virus is. AP's Julie Walker has more.
EMTs carry an elderly patient on oxygen from the Cobble Hill Health Center as first responders go in and out of the building. This is where 55 patients have died from the coronavirus. Meanwhile, nursing homes across the country make up some of the hardest hit communities in the nation. Though the federal government has not been releasing a count of its own, an Associated Press tally from media reports and state health departments indicate nearly 7,000 deaths have been linked to coronavirus outbreaks in nursing homes nationwide. Julie Walker, New York.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police arrested 15 activists, including veteran politicians, a publishing tycoon, and senior lawyers in raids on Saturday in the biggest crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement since the outbreak of mass protests last year. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Hong Kong police arrested 15 activists in raids on Saturday on charges of illegal assembly. It is the biggest crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement since the outbreak of mass protests last year. Among those detained in the swoop were prominent figures in the movement, including millionaire publishing tycoon Jimmy Lai, former legislator and barrister Margaret Ng, and Democratic Party founder Martin Lee, who said he felt relieved to be listed as a defendant as many young protesters were detained as well. Authorities in Hong Kong have arrested more than 7,800 people over their involvement in the protests, including many on rioting charges that can carry jail terms up to 10 years. It is not clear how many of them are still in custody.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. British World War II veteran Captain Tom Moore has raised more than $26 million for Britain's National Health Service. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley tells us how.
The Second World War veteran initially aimed to raise $1,250 and walk 100 lengths of his Bedfordshire garden before turning 100 on the 30th of April. But more than a million donors have helped the fundraiser approach $26 million to support healthcare workers in the UK during the coronavirus pandemic. He completed his 100th lap on Thursday, but as donations continue to pour in, he has vowed to keep going. Zaria Shackley, London.
One of the most sacred Easter symbols of the Christian Orthodox faith, the Holy Fire, arrived in the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Saturday. But the coronavirus outbreak meant only a top group of Eastern Orthodox clerics were able to receive it. Bethlehem resident Maher Kanawati says that they are never sad when the Holy Fire arrives.
This Holy Fire is a message of hope to us as Bethlehemites and to the whole world. So we're sending this hope and this holy fire to the whole world in this global crisis.
In normal times, Bethlehem's manger square would be packed with thousands of pilgrims and worshipers who would pass the holy fire to each other to light their candles. This year, crowds have been banned in an attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus. For more on these stories, visit our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrd.